It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and since it is a quarter after five on Friday afternoon, that means it's time to play the Harris Challenge, and we can't do that without you. If you have not played in the last 30 days and you want to give it a shot today, lines are open, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phones star KTRS. As long as you have not played in the last month, you are eligible to play today. Let me give a quick plug for my friend Scott Sherman, who hosts the 9 to midnight show here, the night shift show here on KTRS. He was just in here, and in his hand, he had the lawsuit that Albert Pujols has now filed against Jack Clark for going on the air on a radio station where only 8 people listened, and they all worked there. If Jack took off his headphones that day, only 7 people would have been listening, where Jack said he was sure that Albert had juiced. Had taken steroids.
We had heard from somebody else, I believe. That's what.
Yeah, right. I don't want to get in trouble here. I don't want to be sued by anybody else. My lawyer right now is putting the palm of his hand against his forehead very fast, making this sound. So don't put me in the middle of it. But Scott has the lawsuit and was just telling me some amazing analysis he has of this.
Oh, it's fascinating.
And how, as an attorney, he would, if Albert were his client, he would never have let him sue. You know, the client gets to decide, but he would have absolutely recommended against it. And the analysis he was telling me here was just a short version of what you're going to get at 9 o'clock tonight. So if you can be near a radio, listen to the first hour. Well, listen to all the hours if you can, but certainly you want to listen to the first hour of Scott Sherman's show tonight. It's going to be very, very interesting about that particular story. All right, let's meet the first contestant for our Harris Challenge today. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. This is the five-second cheap plug opportunity where you can shout out to a friend, say hello to a family member, suck up to the boss, or if you've been wise enough to work out a previous arrangement, a prior arrangement, you could do your own commercial endorsement here and make millions of dollars. What do you have for us in your 5 seconds?
I'm going to give a big shout-out to co-worker Big Eric, and if you're at any event where Big Eric cookies are being sold, I would recommend that you buy some.
Wow. You know what? If you don't have Big Eric's cookies for life now for giving them a plug in the radio, then I think Eric has ripped you off. That's just me. I'm not saying that I should be getting cookies. I'm saying you should. It would be selfish for me to insist that Eric give me cookies for allowing me to plug that on my show. No, that was your 5 seconds that I allotted you, so you're the one who should be taking the payola. Or plug-ola, I guess it is. Paul, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and the categories, and I push that button on Friday afternoons, and they all come tumbling out. Category one, as always, is our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then we also have Showbiz This Week, and in honor of the Cardinals in the NLDS, now tied up at 1 apiece after being beaten up by the Pirates this afternoon, we have the category, Once a Redbird, Always a Redbird. Which one would you like, Paul?
Wow. Let's do Once a Redbird.
Okay, here's how the Harris Challenge works for our new listeners. We put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask a series of 5 questions to Paul with increasing values, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pointers. He can answer or pass on any question. If he has time before the buzzer sounds at the 1 minute mark, he can go back and pick up the questions that he passed on. At the end of that time, we're going to tally up his points. And if he gets 8 points or better, well, that's going to classify him as a winner. And he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have a dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have a location in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Big donuts the size of your head.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to throw in, or you'll have your choice, not throw in, but you're going to have a choice between the dozen donuts or $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs with several locations around the area, including here in Westport.
Subs the size of your forearm.
That's right. And everyone.
Not quite as catchy as the head thing.
No.
No.
But then what is?
And everyone that plays today will receive 2 tickets for Retro Night at the B&B Theater in Wildwood. And Retro Night happens on Thursday night.
And what's the movie next Thursday night at Retro Night?
I'm not sure. I didn't write that down.
Okay. Will you find out?
Yes, I will. I'll find out what the movie is.
I'm sure it's in an email.
Something old.
Somebody.
Something old.
Not a new retro.
We'll find that out. So that's a prize package. If you were to get all the questions right and get 15 points, we would give you everything in the prize package, and that would be valued at well over
$1 million.
All right, Paul, that's what you get for getting 8 points or better, but as you know, 7 points or less, you're at that punishment threshold, and I will have to apply that punishment by federal law. You understand that?
Of course.
All right, you've chosen once a Redbird, always a Redbird. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When Ozzie Smith hit the game-winning home run in Game 5 of the 85 LCS, did he do it right-handed or left-handed?
Left-handed.
Correct. Before he managed the Cardinals for a dozen years, what infield position did Red Shanedeans play?
Shortstop.
Second base. Which St. Louis Cardinal got his 3,000th career hit in 1958?
Stan Musial.
You got it. Which legendary Cardinals pitcher played for the Harlem Globetrotters in 1957 and 58?
Bob Gibson.
Correct. What was Bud Smith the last Cardinals pitcher to achieve?
Pass.
That's the only question we got.
No-hitter.
Bud Smith was the last Cardinal to throw a no-hitter, beating the San Diego Padres 4-0 on September 3rd, 2001. And with that, you end up with 13 points, Paul. Congratulations.
Yay.
You're a winner, and stand by so Dan can tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number two. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I do home repairs for different realtors throughout the South County area, so I'd like to say hello to Brad Elsner at Keller Williams and Bruce Butler at Red Key Realty.
Well, you know, if you're going to do plugs for realtors, I think that they should each give you a free house.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if Paul's going to get cookies, you should get something from the people you're doing a sponsorship for.
I agree with you.
I do. All right, let's see what the categories are here. We have you been paying attention? We have showbiz this week. Or we add a new third category, national parks you can't visit, because during the shutdown, they're all closed, including the arts grounds.
You know, let's try that one. Let's give that one a shot.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which cabinet department is the National Park Service part of? The Interior, Defense, or Homeland Security?
Interior.
Correct. Which of these was the first national park in the U.S.? Yosemite, Sequoia, or Yellowstone?
Yellowstone.
Correct. Which state has the most national parks? Is it Utah, Alaska, or California?
Utah.
California. Which is the most visited national park? The Grand Canyon, the Great Smoky Mountains, or the Hawaii Volcanoes?
Grand Canyon.
Great Smoky Mountains. Now you need this for the win.
All right.
What is the smallest national park? Crater Lake, Oregon, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Ooh. Let's go with that. Cave in Kentucky.
Mammoth Cave.
Yep.
Just a little tip for you in the future when you're at Trivia Nights. When somebody asks you the smallest, don't pick the one called Mammoth.
I thought it was one of those reverse psychology tricks.
Yeah, I understand. No, it's Hot Springs, Arkansas is the smallest. So let's see how you did there, Mike. Just the one and the two for a total of three. By the way, California has 9, Alaska has 8, and Utah has 5 state parks. So 3 points for you, Mike, means you have to be punished. Here to punish you today, I don't believe we've ever featured this particular performer. He's a man by the name of Joa Valley, where there are no national parks, by the way. He likes the Beatles a lot. Unfortunately, he doesn't sing very well. So we're going to actually give you a choice, Mike. You can have Joa Valley doing Hey Jude, Joa Valley doing In My Life, or Joa Valley singing Help. What'll it be?
Help.
All right. Here you go. You earned it.
Help. I need somebody. Help. But should anybody help? You know, I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a chance. I've changed my mind. I've opened up the door.
Okay, all right. I need help.
That was bad.
I'm sorry you had to hear it, Mike. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks. Amen to PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Here is contestant number three. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. We've already given away cookies and houses. What do you have for us?
Oh, let's see. I'm AM to PM.
Hallelujah.
My husband and I own Imperial Pools of St. Louis, the best in-ground vinyl liner pool company out there.
Well, for that, I think, well, you probably already have a pool, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
For that, you get a free skimmer.
No. I'll give something to Dan. He's got a pool.
All right.
What would you like, Dan? Free filter?
Anything.
Anything?
No,
I'll give him 1 3-inch hockey puck if he knows what that is.
Oh, I know what that is.
What is that? He plays hockey, but it's not hockey related, is it?
No.
Little, I'm guessing it's a little filtration thing.
Yeah.
Is it like a chlorine thing?
Yeah.
It is. It's like a chlorine tablet.
Chlorine tablets. Delicious. With a pesto sauce? Fantastic.
I'll drop it off.
All right.
Okay, great.
Cynthia, have you been paying attention or showbiz this week or our new third category, movie of the day?
I think the first one.
Have you been paying attention?
Yes.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Cynthia. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which tech company announced an IPO this week that may raise $1 billion?
That would be... Pass.
Where was Alexian Lien driving his SUV when he was involved in an incident with a throng of angry motorcycle riders?
Guessing California?
New York.
New York.
Which restaurant chain, known for waitresses in T-shirts and orange shorts, serving chicken? That's right. Which high-tech personal assistant does voiceover artist Susan Bennett say she provides the voice for?
Pass.
Which item is a Chicago restaurant putting on a hamburger that's created?
Oh, Twitter.
I'll give it to you. Twitter was the first one. What item is a Chicago restaurant putting on a hamburger that's creating controversy with some Catholics?
Repeat?
What item is a Chicago restaurant putting on a hamburger that's creating controversy with some Catholics?
I have no idea.
The communion wafer.
The wafer, okay.
Yeah, the owner says, look, we're not forcing you to take it with the wafer. We'll serve you the burger any way you want. You can have it with the wafer, you can have extra wafers, or you can have no wafer at all. Stop complaining. Siri is the name of the high-tech personal assistant that Susan Bennett does. And by the way, you mentioned Twitter. I don't know if you heard it earlier today. I told the story of when yesterday Twitter announced that they're going to have their IPO. Today, people went online and found a company with the ticker symbol TWTRQ. Because Twitter is going to be TWTR, but this is TWTRQ. It's a really cheap little penny stock. And
I could care less.
But people bought this thing up so big that I originally said it went up to 4 cents today. It actually went to 8 cents from under a penny. So if you invested in this, your money went up over 1,500% today. And you thought you were buying Twitter. No, you bought Tweeter. But you still made money. Well, let's see, Cynthia. You got that, and you got the three-pointer, Hooters, and that's only 4 points. So we're back to the Punisher music from Joa Valley, and which would you like? We have. Oh, did you hang up?
Oh, no.
That's cheap.
What? Oh.
That's it. Dan, I don't think you're getting your hockey puck.
I don't need it anyway. I don't have the pool anymore. I'm not living there.
Got you.
Gotcha.
You taught her a lesson.
Right.
Oh, wow. Cynthia, I'm disappointed you didn't take your punishment. Well, let's move right along to our fourth contestant. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Really nothing to plug. My kids just want to say hi on the radio.
Okay.
Do it up.
Hi.
One, I'm shy, so.
Yeah. What are their names?
Sarah, Ryan, and JP.
Okay. Which category would you like here, Jim? We have Showbiz This Week or Movie of the Day.
Let's try Movie of the Day.
All right. All the answers in this category have the word day in them. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Bill Murray keep reliving the same day over and over?
Groundhog Day.
Correct. In what movie did Matthew Broderick skip school and cavort around Chicago?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Correct. In what movie did Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum fight a huge alien spaceship?
Independence Day.
Correct. What auto racing movie starred Tom Cruise and Robert Duvall?
Days of Thunder.
Correct. For the clean sweep now, what was the subtitle of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator 2?
Judgment Day.
That's all 15 points. That's a clean sweep, Jim. And I'm sure the kids are being proud of you because I can hear the cheering in the car.
Oh, man, they're going crazy.
I didn't tell them yet to get donuts, so yeah, that's why they want me to call.
You're going to get not just get donuts, but the sub and the movie tickets, the whole thing. That whole prize package of the value of well over
$1
million. Congratulations.
All right.
Have a great weekend, Jim. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get that and how you file the IRS forms. Brad, you're our final contestant today. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you very much. AM and PM.
Take your 5 second.
Hallelujah.
Take your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, big shout out to my brother Todd, who's probably still working, but maybe listening. He told me to call in and do my best. So
okay,
I'll try.
We have one category left, Brad. It's Showbiz This Week.
Well, I'll pick Showbiz This Week.
That's a good choice. I think strategically you made the right move here.
Do I get a point for that?
No. 60 okay. seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. A trial ended this week with concert promoter AEG Live being found not guilty of contributing to the death of which performer?
Michael J. Jackson.
Correct. What American TV show will be made into a telenovela in Colombia and center on a character named Walter Blanco?
No clue.
Sorry?
No clue.
Okay. Which oil company has sued 20th Century Fox, saying the logo for the new FXX channel with two X's in it looks too much like theirs? Oil company.
Exxon.
Exxon is right. Which Irish singer who had a hit years ago with Nothing Compares to You and famously tore up a picture of the Pope on SNL traded angry letters and tweets this week with Miley Cyrus, who will host SNL tomorrow?
That's Sinead O'Connor.
Correct. Which TV host helped a couple who couldn't marry at the Jefferson Memorial by having their wedding on his show instead?
Can you repeat that?
I can, but we'll run out of time. The TV show the TV host who helped them get married after they couldn't do it at the Jefferson Memorial because of the shutdown was Stephen Colbert. And the American TV show being made into a telenovela in Colombia, centering on a character named Walter Blanco. Blanco is Spanish for white. Walter White, Breaking Bad. Here's the good news for you, Brad. You got the 1, the 3, and the 4, and that's 8 points, and you've saved us all from punishment. I can't tell you how happy we are, because last week we had 5 people punished. This week, only 2, and only one of them stayed on to take the punishment. So
I heard the other one bug out.
Yeah, well, you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.